Grail knew why Braylon had come to this land, and he expressed no surprise when the architect unrolled his sketches. The largest drawing showed the elevation of the wall, with a great stairway rising along its side from the plain beneath. At six equally spaced intervals, the slowly ascending ramp levered out into wide platforms, the last of which was only a short distance below the summit of the wall. Springing from the stairway at a score of places along its length were flying buttresses, which to Grail's eye seemed very frail and slender for the work they had to do. Then he realized that the great ramp would be largely self-supporting, and on one side all the lateral thrust would be taken by the wall itself. He looked at the drawing in silence for a while, and then remarked quietly, "You always manage to have your way, Shervain. I might have guessed that this would happen in the end." "Then you think it's a good idea?" Shervain asked. He had never gone against the old man's advice and was anxious to have it now. As usual, Grail came straight to the point. "How much will it cost?" he said. Braylon told him, and for a moment there was a shocked silence. "That includes," the architect said hastily, "the building of a good road across the Shadowland and the construction of a small town for the workmen. The stairway itself is made from about 1 million identical blocks which can be dovetailed together to form a rigid structure. We shall make these, I hope, from the minerals we find in the Shadowland." He sighed a little. "I should have liked to have built it from metal rods jointed together, but that would have cost even more, for all the material would have to be brought over the mountains." Grail examined the drawing more closely. "Why have you stopped short of the top?" he asked. Braylon looked at Shervain, who answered the question with a trace of embarrassment. "I want to be the only one to make the final ascent," he replied. "The last stage will be by a lifting machine on the highest platform. There may be danger. That is why I am going alone." That was not the only reason, but it was a good one. Behind the wall, so Grail had once said, lay madness. If that were true, no one else need face it. Grail was speaking once more in his quiet, dreamy voice. "In that case," he said, "what you do is neither good nor bad, for it concerns you alone. If the wall was built to keep something from our world, it will still be impassable from the other side." Braylon nodded. "We had thought of that," he said with a touch of pride. "If the need should come, the ramp can be destroyed in a moment by explosives at selected spots."
"That is good," the old man replied. "Though I do not believe those stories, it is well to be prepared. When the work is finished, I hope I shall still be here. And now, I shall try to remember what I heard of the wall when I was as young as you were, Shervain, when you first questioned me about it."
Before the winter came, the road to the wall had been marked out and the foundations of the temporary town had been laid. Most of the materials Braylon needed were not hard to find, for the Shadowland was rich in minerals. He had also surveyed the wall itself and chosen the spot for the stairway. When Trilorn began to dip below the horizon, Braylon was well content with the work that had been done.